Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week, we continue our study of words to the wise from the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20, we find these words: "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in complete darkness." Now, this word of the Lord with regard to attitude toward parents is applicable to those who are adults as well as to children. There are multiple places in the Holy Scriptures where we are given instructions with regard to attitude, action, treatment of parents. One of the Ten Commandments very clearly tells us in Exodus 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." Somehow, this subject of honoring father and mother has become an overlooked one somewhat in the body of Christ. And the import which the Holy Spirit has placed upon this subject by its repeated references in the Word of God and the consequences which are stated in many places in the Old Testament for the person who doesn't honor parents is something that we need to pay closer attention to. And I want to talk about this in regard to those of you who may have parents who perhaps were not ideal. Perhaps your growing up years were very difficult. Perhaps you lived in an alcoholic home. Maybe your parents mistreated you, perhaps in a most horrific way. And yet we are faced as believers with the very pure Word of God, which clearly says, "Honor your father and your mother." And here in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20, "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in complete darkness." And this is the idea of the fact that God has laid out a principle in his kingdom. And the principle is that children are to honor their parents. And there's nowhere in Scripture that we find an exclusion for parents who were not godly. So those of you who had ungodly parents or were mistreated by your parents must look at this scripture and not recoil from it, not reject it, not say it doesn't apply, but seek God is in your own heart and with a serious attitude as to how it applies to you and how you are to deal with this very clear commandment. The word that is translated in the English here, "he who curses," or "whoever curses his father or his mother," that word "curse" or "curseth" in the King James means to despise. So you would say, "whoever despises his father or his mother." It also means to make light of. We see people today, we hear people on television programs making light of their parents. Perhaps their parents' health is failing, perhaps their mental capacity is failing, and you'll hear Alzheimer jokes and various jokes about people's parents. And this is an example of people making light of their parents. And this truly is a violation of this exact scripture. Whoever curses his father or his mother, whoever makes light of or lightly esteems, this is another translation for that word curseth, whoever lightly esteems his father or his mother. The word also means to slight or to bring into contempt. Many people have contempt for their parents, especially if they were mistreated as children, perhaps abused, perhaps abandoned by their parents. And yet, here we have the Word of God very clear. Honor your father and your mother. And the person who doesn't do so, the person who curses, makes light of, despises, lightly esteems, slights his parents, or has a contemptuous attitude toward his parents, that person has consequences that will follow him. Proverbs 20:20 says, his lamp shall be put out in complete darkness. Back in Exodus 21, verse 17, the children of Israel were given very strict rules about a young person who would curse his father or his mother. Exodus 21:17 said, he who curses his father or his mother will surely be put to death. Stoning was the consequence in that day for the person who would curse father or mother. In Deuteronomy 27, verse 16, we find this same idea repeated. And here in Deuteronomy 27 is the place where the children of Israel were to go up on Mount Ebal, and they were to hear in their hearing the curses that would come upon them for disobeying the word of God. And then on the opposite mountain, they would hear the blessings that would come upon them if they obeyed the word of God. And one of those curses was Deuteronomy 27:16. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother, and all of the people shall say, amen. This was drilled into the people so that they knew what were God's principles, what was his standard for their lives. Many people would say, well, we're not under the old covenant anymore. The Old Testament doesn't apply to us. And yet the reality is the New Testament in the Old Testament is concealed, and the Old Testament in the New Testament is revealed. We find in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, the principle of honoring father and mother repeated to the New Testament church. Obviously, God didn't dispense with his principle of honoring parents. Ephesians 6, 2 reads, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. God is the one who instituted this principle and this important standard of honoring parents. But what do you do if your parents, by your own estimation, are not deserving of honor? Let me suggest to you for your consideration this perspective. We live in a culture that affords honor to people based on their performance, meaning that people evaluate the person and then they decide on their own if they're going to honor them or not. This may seem logical, and yet the reality of God's kingdom is he requires us to show honor at times to people who may very well not be deserving of honor due to their ungodly behavior. For example, if you were invited to the president's Oval Office, it would be incumbent upon you to show honor for the office of the president, whether you agreed with the president or not, whether you thought the president was a crook or you thought he was a good president. Regardless of the behavior that you associate with the person, the office would require that you show honor to the individual. The same goes for police officers, other people in authority. You are to show honor as a reflection of the office which they occupy or they hold. God requires us as believers, as people who claim Christ as our own Lord and Savior, and it is our Lord who has put into place this principle of honoring parents, honoring father and mother, of showing honor to those who are in the office of parent to you. If your parents have injured you, wounded you, hurt you in some way, God still calls you to forgive them. He calls you to allow him to be the one that brings recompense, that brings the judgment on their life. He does not allow you or me to bring judgment on our parents. We're not allowed to judge. Jesus said very clearly in the Gospels that judge not, lest you be judged. Though you may feel you're totally justified in your judgment or your assessment, the Lord still does not allow us that privilege. He says, judge not, or you will end up being judged. The problem with cursing or despising your parents, even if they have done evil towards you, is that the other principles of Scripture are always in effect. Galatians chapter 6 gives us a principle that is one we cannot overlook when it comes to this issue of honoring parents or despising parents. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap." If you are determined to sow dishonor, you are sure in your own heart you should not have to and God wouldn't expect you to show honor to your parents, you will end up reaping dishonor in your own life. This is a principle God's put into place. When you show honor to somebody, it does not mean that you are giving a stamp of approval to their moral character or to their parenting skills or to the righteousness of their actions. It simply means that you personally are obeying God. Let the Lord's Holy Spirit today speak to your heart and free you from the bondage that comes with cursing parents, even if they were wicked parents. God wants to free you from that. He's the judge, and he will be a righteous judge. But God wants you to live with an attitude of forgiveness and love, believing and praying for those parents. If they have been wicked towards you, you need to know that they are in bondage, and you need to recognize that God's heart toward them is that he wants to set them free, and you need to become their greatest intercessor and honor them with your words and your actions, not because they deserve it, but because you are obeying your heavenly Father. And then God's promise of a long life and that things may go well for you on the earth can come to pass in your life, and you won't reap dishonor, cursing, being despised, being lightly esteemed by your own children because you've sown seeds of dishonor towards your own parents.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.